it's the football segment with football music. Never been done before in radio history, and it's brought to us by Champ Tires. All brands in every size. We try to pick a couple of the hot stories around the NFL. One of them has to do with the Steelers. The other in Cleveland, Ohio, where their quarterback stinks and everything around the quarterback stinks. And Ken Carman, our friend from our brother station in Cleveland, well, he's ready to hit that panic button.
So we are looking at the red button right now, folks. I'm not pressing it just yet. I mean, by the way, it's just in a holding pattern that I don't want to do it yet. It doesn't mean that we won't press it. We're looking at the red button now. Is we got guys whose futures are up at stake. They've done a remarkable job for us, and we need to take a good look in the mirror and ask when this football team's going to be competitive again. Because if we can't say it's going to be competitive by the end of this year, which it's not, or next year, which already doesn't look good, we need to make some very, very tough decisions. Very tough decisions.
Yeah, so they're going to have to hit that red button. So Steelers fans, you don't feel great today. Who's your quarterback going to be on Sunday? The offense looks like it's looked the last couple of years. You've lost two in a row. It's not wonderful, but at least you're not the Browns. Last week, we played you a bit from Carmen's show, and well, they were talking mock draft. So we're not there. That's good. Here's where we are, though. Saw this story today in the Trib Live. Mike Tomlin called that timeout, infamously now, prior to the fourth down play where Dak Prescott won the game. And here is what Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Cowboys, had to say following that. Quote, "We were just watching the communication, probably no different than they were doing. We call it a Kodak. Just take a picture of the formation. Common knowledge is maybe make the offensive guy go through his second call. I was in between two calls there. I liked the information that we saw when they called their timeout, so I actually changed the call there for the fourth down call," end quote. Good God. We're 2 days removed, technically really only 1 day removed because the game ended yesterday morning. You get it. And I'm still totally peeved off, not by just that timeout, but the usage of all three timeouts. The first timeout on a fourth and one where the Steelers could have lined up, done a quarterback sneak. But no, they didn't like Dallas's formation. You call a timeout. They ultimately converted. I think they would have converted and still had a timeout. Two, you got 12 guys in the huddle. First of all, can't happen. Can't happen. And then, instead of just giving up the 5 yards, you give up a timeout. What's more valuable, 5 yards or a timeout? I'll answer for you. It's the timeout. And then finally there, Mike McCarthy did it for you. Mike McCarthy called a timeout. Why do I need to get looks on the formations when I've got the highest paid defense in the NFL and I've got Cam Hayward and I've got TJ Watt and I've got Minka Fitzpatrick and Deshaun Elliott's been playing really well. And you got Joey Porter Jr. What? Just let your guys go out there and make a play. Sounds like Mike McCarthy was going to outcoach himself there. He had two plays. He didn't know which one to go with, and you helped him out. It was bad at the time. It's bad now upon reading that. What a disaster. Just a masterclass in how to lose football the last 2 weeks from the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm not the only guy being critical of one Mike T.